Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual woman and our ancestors,
When you said my Lord, you talking about somebody tonight feels a certain kind of way. You got bad news, but tonight I want to give you divine news, news coming from heaven, news coming from the Creator, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We at the beginning. Whatever you need, God got what you need. Thank you, Bishop Moore. Bishop Ben Raw out of Baton Rouge. Thank you. I just feel some kind of way with so much going on. Somebody wants to sin, and tonight you got to feel him. You have to walk with him and say, all is well. And when you begin to say all is well, there's a breakthrough coming in your life. I'm praying for you, Pat, who called me earlier. I'm praying for you, Sister Angela. And you know, Mother Francis down in Algiers, you told me to say a word, but you all is well tonight. She's a bishop that keeps saying all is well. Something about that opened up doors. Mother Green, God bless you down in Greenville. Sister Hattie, for you down in Pickens, Mississippi. Delores Anderson. God bless you tonight. Mary Scott, God bless you tonight. Get ready. I want you to get ready tonight for divine healing tonight. I've got a word for you tonight, and the word, all is well. You might need to write that down, all is well. And you need to know that the sweetness of God is love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Get ready for a breakthrough in your life. It might seem dark and desolate, but God said high, and Grandma say he said high, but he looked low. And you that low, he's going to pick up, and he's going to carry you to another level in 2022. I'm talking to you tonight. I'm talking to you, Trina, and I'm also talking to you tonight, Brother John. I'm talking to you tonight. There's something you have to take time out, time, Lisa, and let God creep in, and he's going to give you, he's going to fight the battle for you. I got it down here somewhere. I'm going to get it to y'all tonight. And I'm talking about divine healing going into next month. All that you need, God got. All that you want, God got. But sometimes you got to stop and let God in. There's some things I want to share with you tonight. I want to thank Sister Mary Hawkins in Detroit. She's been reading 23rd number of Psalms faithfully this month and last month, and we ain't going to stop. Because this is sad tonight, and people partying, getting ready to go out, and death is falling all the way around you. I just heard where a lady beat child to death and put one in the refrigerator. And I'm going to talk about that. And I'm going to talk about what happened with the Supreme Court. I'm going to talk about how the government want to get in your business. But I'm talking about divine healing tonight for you, you, and you. Whatever you've been going through, I want God to take you to the next level. And I want to tell you, the prophets of old have not changed. God sent his prophets out for me and you to acknowledge the wisdom of the prophet, the God in you, woman, the God in you, man, if you're a woman, you're a goddess. If you're a man, you're God. And you got to speak up, talk up. I think Matthew sticks to this, to seek first the kingdom of God. That means the righteousness. It means that you got to say, I'm a much right woman, and I'm a much right man, and whatever I put out there, God's going to touch quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, I just want you to know that tonight, that things going to change for you, yeah, right now. Mm-hmm. First, mind got to change. After your mind changed, your body changed. You're going through change. And I was talking to Bryce, I'm talking about the changes that we're going through. And some of us don't know what's happening to us. We want to commit suicide. We feel that shooting the gun is the answer. We think murder is the answer. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son tonight, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Yes, I know that the devil is busy, but once you come under the cover of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, all is well. Everything can stop, and everything can turn around for you tonight. If you got a need, plant a seed. And some of you say, I don't understand that. I'm going to explain that to you tonight. But I want to get into the word tonight. And I want you to be able to embrace what God got for you. And you got to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Some of you, the devil got you stopped. You know, you say, I'm too old. Don't nobody love me. And I'm sick. You claim that. You got to say, like the prophet said, all is well. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Let me ring the bell. Thank you, ancestor. And you got to stop and look around you. And I got to tell you some things that happened that I know that you might be overlooking the evil that's going on, the evil that's in man, the evil that's in woman, the murder, the killing that's going on. And you are part of, you are picking it up, but you don't know how to overcome it. You don't know, so bitch, I don't know how to stop. Look like I'm so depressed. And look like I can't rest at night. And it seems like the things around me is all messed up and crossed up. Because you won't take a stand for God. You won't take a divine word with God. You know, I want to say this tonight. Let me say it again, divine healing. When I said divine healing, if you don't know, directly from God. You can't get it in the book, but I'm going to read the Bible. You can't get it from that. You got to get it through divine healing. God speak to you, man. Woman, God speak to you. You got to listen to what God's saying to you. And then when you read the book, the book gonna confirm what God told you. Okay. Now I got Sister Mary to read the 23rd number of Psalms. Reason I read that, so many people that were slaves, so many people that down south, they couldn't read and write, but they learned the 23rd number of Psalms. I had an uncle, he wouldn't know his name in Baca letter, but he could get that Bible and read the 23rd number of Psalms and then make a mistake. He was endowed for that. I want to tell you, sometimes you can be too educated that you're going to educate yourself away from God. And that's what's going to happen to the world. They have moved away from God. They into science. They into all this other stuff, global warming and all of that. God is in control tonight. Whatever you need, whatever you want, God got what you need. You just has got to get in the way of God. You got to let go and let God. And whatever it is, he can fix it. Doctor can't fix it. Lawyer can't fix it. God can fix it for you. One prayer, that's all. Let me say it again. One prayer, that's all. One faith, that's all. And you say, well, Bishop, I've been doing it. You got to be consistent. You got to believe. And I was telling the young lady, I said, don't stop asking for what's for you. Don't stop. The devil said, well, I ain't going to pay her. I ain't going to pay him. Just keep on and watch God. God's going to take him back. Let me read this here for you, what I'm saying. Exodus 14:14. And God told Moses, step back. Let me handle this. And I'm going to tell you tonight, step back. Prayer handle. Step back and let faith handle. Step back and let the anointing that's on the inside of you, and we call it the Holy Ghost. We call it the Holy. You can't get that at the church. Christianity ain't got it. Islam ain't got it. Buddha ain't got it. It comes within you, man. The temple of God is in you. Oh, I wish I had somebody tonight. You know what I'm talking about. You have not because you ask not. What you really ask God for, with a pure heart, a pure heart, a pure mind. God bless you tonight. Mary Hawkins, I see your hand up. Thank you, kind spirit. Mary, hold up. I'm trying to get you now. Okay, I ain't got you yet. I'm trying to, you know, when you get an overflow of people on, you got to kind of wait till you get it. So, Mary, read the 23rd number of Psalm for us tonight. And first you read it. I want you to listen to it, and I want you to put yourself in the position that David had made, a position that my protector is God, my way is God. That means he could say the Lord is my shepherd. If you have to agree on, like, you say, well, I agree on my husband, your husband's going to leave, your wife's going to leave, your children put your hopes on. Huh? And one boy put his mom on the plane and blowed it up. He said, where'd you blow it up? I got to have the money, the old. So nothing get old with God. Everything is new to God. The word. And if you need a heart or a deliver, God can hear it to you. What's wrong right now? People ain't got faith. They done lost their way. And I'm trying to give you the way that you need to go tonight and the way you need to go. Don't forget, Prophet Mary, we're on 7 days a week, from 9 to 10 each night, and on Sunday from 11 to 12. We want you to tune in and listen, and if you need to, if you want to plant a seed, go and plant your seed quick, fast, and in a hurry, because I got a word for you all next week. I'm prophesying all next week. I want to thank Sister Brightstar up in St. Paul, Minnesota. People got healed. There were so many people. I couldn't see them all. So I got to go. And, you know, I did what I was supposed to do. I left. But I want to tell you, the word that God got for you, and it's a breakthrough. It's a financial breakthrough. It's a delivering breakthrough. And it's a breakthrough in your life. You say, well, I'm doing all right. You ain't doing all right. I don't care what you say. The devil is saying, and I'm going to talk about how the devil have covered our people, and some of us can't see it, but it happened. Okay, Mary, you can leave 23rd number song for me. God bless you tonight. Sister Mary Hawkins, all the way from Detroit, the Motor City, the city where they make all the cars at, the city where all the singers come from. Okay, read, Mary.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He's leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He's leading me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that tonight. I hope you've got the 23rd number, something in your Bible. Read it. because his word. He said, well, I know about knowing by heart, and then sometimes you read it, you get revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is knowledge directly from God. You can't get it in a book. Sometimes God will stop you, and he'll give it to you something in written. You'll be driving along the highway, he'll speak to you. You got to get ready to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, what God got for you. And it don't take long for God to give it to you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, I want to pray for you, Brother Maurice, down in Birmingham, Alabama. Chelsea, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Joe, I'm praying for you down in Atlanta. And Lisa, you know I got you in prayer. God, he got you, so don't worry. You just read Exodus 14:14. God going to do the rest. And you lean on God. And when you lean on God, Mary, he's going to give you the desire of your heart. Whatever your heart desires, God going to give it to you quick, fast. And somebody else said, Bishop, I need it in a hurry. And it's coming in a hurry. Tonight, I had to read the 23rd number of Psalm. And tonight is Saturday night. Tonight is divine healing. And I want to talk about divine healing. First, I want to talk about the mind of a man. The mind of a woman. And what the word says. The word says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. I can prophesy to you, but prophecy ain't going to get it all the time if you don't obey what the prophet said. Prophet Abraham, Moses, Joseph, and all the prophets, David, the prophets of God. You know, and when the prophets come to give you messages, you have to listen to what the prophet said. You might not understand it right now, but I hear grandma say, by and by, you'll get it. It might not be ready for you right now, but you just hold on and hold out, and it's going to come. Tonight, I want to talk tonight about evil, the evil in Isaiah 60, Regina, it talked about the evil cover the earth. The lady called me and said, my horse down in Texas, my horse just around, because he never did that. The lady told me her cat just running up and down. The man said his dog just barking. What's going on, Bishop? I said, what's going on is they picking up the evil vibration in the air. They picking up if the animal pick it up, you know humans can pick it up. So that's what's going on. They're picking up the evil in the air. That's what they're picking up, the evil that's in the air they're picking up. So that's some of the stuff they're picking up, the evil that's in the air. And the evil they're picking up in the air is that as they pick it up, it works. That's evil that they pick up in the astral. That's what they're picking up, the evil in the astral. And you pick up that evil in the astral, that's what's going on. The evil in the astral. When they pick that evil up, the animal pick it up. You know, they were showing where eagles swept down and tried to pick up a little quirky dog. The dog got away. It's in the astral. It's in the animal. The animal picking up the negativity. If the animal pick it up, you know you picking it up. Crossed up, messed up mind. Women murdering their children, and doing all of that. And then they got wars, rumors of wars going on in the world. And you wonder what's going on. Greed. Fret not thyself with evildoers. They'll soon be cut down. You just have to wait on God tonight to carry you to that level of truth. And to that door to open up for you, yes, God got a plan for you. I want to ask the question tonight. What is your assignment with God? God assigned you to do something, but you don't stop. You don't stop doing what God assigned you. You know, God assigned you. You know, I talked about what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, what happened with all the murder that's going on. The ancestor, the blood is at the altar, and the blood of the righteous avails much. innocent people was murdered and killed all over America in every city. You can talk about Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. Every city, black has been murdered. So that blood is walking the city. That spirit is walking the city for truth and justice. And it's going to come out. Ashe. Let me ring my bell. I'm talking about divine here tonight. But I want to say this tonight. Thank you, Sister Mary. Sister T.T., God bless you. I got your message. Okay. And Muriel, I got your message. All is well. They had a young man today that he was in the FBI and he was security for Kennedy. You know, they treated him so bad, but the truth, they even went to jail because he was black. But he come out to tell his story. Your story will be told. Whatever your story, the ancestors got you and me to tell a story of truth. And that story of truth is healing. Kim, I'm praying for you in Detroit. Kimberly here in Chicago, I'm praying for you also. And I want you to know all is well. And when I talk about well, what I want to say to you tonight is so much evil that it hit the land that people have been suicide. They don't know why. Death is everywhere. Now, here's the Supreme Court saying, you're a woman, and I don't want you to have no miscarriage or have you look. I want to say this about that. They said, that should not get, if you're a woman, you're carrying a baby. If that baby inside of your womb would kill you, and your doctor said you're not healthy enough to carry the baby, that's you, your doctor, and God, not nobody, not no politician. Because if the politician talking about killing, look at wars or rumors of wars. Politician giving pills out. They got the assault weapon. Children being killed every day. You know, they jumping back and forth. It's untrue. The Supreme Court needs to sit down and tell the truth. Because here's a woman right now. Black folks fight. But if the doctor and lots of women have died because they went to the wrong person and they died because that pregnancy was taking them down, was doing something to them. And I'm going to say it again. If you are a pregnant woman and you're talking to your doctor, and if you feel like you want to kill, that's you and God and your doctor, not nobody on the outside to deal, because that's your body, that's your seed. Okay? And sometimes you got to pay, and sometimes you ain't got to pay, because God know your heart, know what you're doing. That's enough of that. So they can protest and do all they want to. God is in control. I wish I had somebody. Yeah, pro-life and all this. In. If there's so much with pro-life, what all these pills? What about all these drugs that people are dying every day on crack, cocaine? They can't stop that. You know, all this stuff that they're trying to put on you is abomination for God. It's a divine law. Divine law for man and woman. Divine law to love God. A divine law, God will heal your body. Whatever you need, God got tonight what you need. A new car, new home, new heart, new deliver. Whatever you need, God got. But sometimes you so caught up trying to keep up with the Joneses, you miss your calling. You miss what God got for you to do because you're looking at other people. You know, it's a loss of demon spirit that got in people. And you got to try the spirit by the spirit, know it's the right spirit, okay? And when this stuff like this take place, you have to stay in spiritual mode, healing mode, and mode for things to bless for you. Every letter, every telephone call I'm praying for, I want to tell you tonight, as we are getting ready to go into July, 4th of July, we're going into that. Just got out of June 10th and still people shooting and killing each other. And the lady asked me, bitch, why all this happening? Everything in divine order. My grandmother used to tell me, and the spirit of Ann tonight is in the house. Thank you, Ann. Spirit of Frank is in the house. and the spirit of Nelvin Parker is in the house tonight. Thank you, Karen Greer. And, you know, when I see the spirit of people coming in and I can feel them around me, I'm saying the right thing. I'm doing the right thing. I'm saying the right word for things to open up, okay? So when I do that, Mary, that means that we're going to have a step up to the next level. And whatever you've been going through, you know, you say, well, you can't control folks. That's God got control. You just do what you're supposed to do, and God will do the rest. And when God do what he's supposed to do, all is well. Let me say that again. I like to put that out there. All is well in the universe, and God is going to make things work. And I'm going to say it again. Whatever you need, God got what you need. Now, I got a word for each one of you tonight. I got a personal word for you. And I want to tell you, the reason things don't go your way, you have not given to God. You let your jealousy, your envy get in place. And you got to say, you give it to God and leave it alone. The Lord handles him. Two things you do, God will make it work for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Sylvia, I'm praying for you tonight. Thank you for the call. And Sister Kim in Chicago, Kimberly, I told you some things, and it came through so quick it scared you. Well, God do that like that. Now, if you got a need, and I know some of you got a healing need, and some of your mind, if you caught up on alcohol, drugs, caught up on not having nowhere to go, you feel like you're out of order. God is in divine order. You let go and you let God. And when you let God do it, he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to share some things with you tonight. One Sunday I was on the air. I was on YouTube and I was talking about, and it's so real now, that what's going on with the storms and the floods, with the hurricanes, and I had already prophesied that you're going to get a lot of hurricanes back-to-back, and it ain't coming, but you're going to see storms and floods back-to-back. Well, it's so hot down south right now, and I was up in Minnesota. It was 100 and I think 102. People never had that kind of hot weather. It's moving all over the world. You're going to hear about storms and tornadoes, places you never heard about, because you have to repent. Let me say it again. You have to repent to God and give it to God, and God's going to make it work. God's going to make the devil show his hand. God's going to make that demon leave you alone. And all that the devil stole, yeah, he stole your marriage. He stole your heart. He stole your mind. He got you all crossed up and messed up. But God, glory, hallelujah, he's going to restore you to a sound mind. He's going to restore you, the God in you. The God is in you, going to restore you to that level where God got something for you to do today. God got something to do for you. And you got to get ready and hold on to that for God to do it for you. Francis, I'm praying for you. Maxine, Trina, I haven't heard with you, praying for you that things will work out for you. And you just seem like that. Bridget, look like you say, everywhere I go, you like I got to help somebody, but ain't nobody help me. You let God do the helping, and God will do what needs to be done. And I want you to get ready tonight. As I get ready to I want to play one of the old cases that we do for you. Now, if you need to, the bishop, I want to plant a seed in this ministry. You can go to Cash Out, and you can send whatever you want tonight. You ain't got to wait. You can do it right when you get off the air. Just go to Cash Out and go to Bishop, Bishop TT, and that is, you'll see it. Just go to Cash Out. You'll see me. And you plant that seed tonight for what you want. And whatever it is, don't make no difference. What I'm saying to you, if you got to need your seed, you might say, well, Bishop, I want to see the little. I want to see whatever. When you put seed in the ground, it grows. The word of God going to grow for you. I claim a house debt-free for somebody, and the money going to be in play to pay for right now like the widow woman. Said, I ain't got nothing, but I'm going to trust in God. Like Abraham fixed the whole cake and said, get ready, because the angels came by. And when the angels got to eating, said, you're going to have a son. But your wife is old. Don't worry about that. God, I want to say that some of you have sat down on God. You're getting money. You don't want to spend no money on yourself. God wants you to live, not die. The death of Abaddon come to kill and destroy. But God comes for you to have life and have it more abundantly for you to be here. Right now, I'm speaking to somebody. Your business is going to open up. I'm speaking to somebody right now. If you're looking for an apartment, you're going to get the apartment. I'm praying for a young lady who went to work. Now, she had been working from home. She went to work and she caught the virus because somebody on that job, now they sent her home to heal and work it on my, and I want to tell her tonight, stay at home and tell them folks, I'm not coming back there. I'm going to work from home, okay? They can't push you because they tell you, I wear my mask everywhere I go. I wear my mask at the drugstore. I have my mask on today. And then nobody did look at me like I was crazy. But I'm going to be crazy and wear my mask because this stuff ain't over yet. It's an evil spirit that lurking and it is messing with people's minds. Mm-hmm. One lady had the mask on and she couldn't breathe and run in a ditch. Don't put the mask on when you're in your car driving by yourself. But when you go among people, you put the mask on and you wear it. And that's what needs to happen. Now, I want you to listen to this tonight.
Morning. And when I look at Isaiah, to the darkness, that it's so dark that what happened to us, God has come to play. That Jews killed you. That blacks killed blacks. That attacked. You got Mexican killing Mexican. You got rabbis killing rabbis. Because the darkness, who told you God's desire shall not kill? The prophet of our own that we look at, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets, I say and say. The prophets that are young, the prophets that bent and gone, looking back over their shoulders and said, what's happened to our people? What's going on in this world now that we're killing each other? What happened?
I want to stop there. What's happening? The spirit of Abaddon and the devil is taking hold on the world. And you watching it on TV, you're seeing bomb and killing. Ain't nobody talking about healing. Ain't nobody talking about love. Dr. King talked about love. And Malcolm talked about the truth. And even the animal is picking up the negative. Later, a cat just run around the house. The dog just started and bark. And the horse just run around. She said, what's going on with the animal? The animal is picking up the evil in the astral all over the world. When you bombing and killing people and then you support all of that, then you're going to come back and say, I want the woman to die. Let the baby on the inside of her die. When that ain't your business. That's between that woman, the doctor, and God. I wish I had somebody. And I don't care what nobody says, is involved. And if God wants to come forth, it's going to come forth. If you violate God, you ain't violating bishop, you violating God. And he said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, he tells you got to let go and let God.
Psalms 37, fret not that self you do. This soon will come down. I want to tell you this morning, I don't want to stop. I want to tell you this morning. I pray that a breakthrough this morning.
For you and you tonight, your healing, that cataract, that tumor, that surgery. Glory, hallelujah. This is for you, Joanne. Chet, this is for you. Angela, this is for you.
And oh,
Kendra, this is for you. Wayne, Kenneth, and Joe, this is for you. Lisa, I'm praying for your mother and your grandmother that things will be all right, because your father is standing right beside you to say all is well. And I'm praying for your healing. Glory, hallelujah.
You know my name. You know my name. You know my name.
Roxy, this go out for you tonight. Regina, this for you, Renee, is this for you tonight? Don't cry. Anne says she's walking with you. Smile. Come a long way. You get a whole lot, but God's going to take you over the hump. This is for you, Mother Rosie. Mother Carrie, Nun, Sister Nettie, Sister Barbara, for you tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Dr. Christian, wherever you might be. Hold your head up. Pearl William, I'm praying for you tonight. Look up. Joy is on his way. I'm praying for your cousin. Michelle Bankhead, I'm praying for you. Sherry Nicholson, I'm praying for you. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that Anthony, your mind will get all right. Raymond, I'm praying that every door and for the protection around you tonight. Glory, hallelujah.
You know my name. Oh, how you walk with me.
Question tonight, what is your assignment? I want to tell you what assignment God got for you. I know your name. Brought to this book. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Holy Ghost, talking to somebody, praying for that high blood, that sugar, that breast cancer. I'm praying for you that the bleeding in your stomach, that tumor, that high blood, cataract. Take charge of it tonight. Loose your coat, loose your assignment off of that man, off of that woman. Let them go. In the name of the Almighty, God of the wind, the God of the water, God of the universe. Woo! Somebody's been having a problem in their knees and their legs. God's doing the healing in that right arm. You can't lift it up. Somebody down their back, smaller the back, God is healing. right now. I'm praying for you, Sherry. I'm for you, Barbara. This is for you tonight, Elizabeth. God bless you, June. God bless you. Rose, this is for you.
David said he makes me to lie down in green pasture. Green is rich. That means he's going to restore you. So David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I took my phone. And he leads me to bear the right to the west. That means you're going to be real. God will replenish you. Your ancestors coming to give you what you need. But if you're in darkness, they can't get to you because you can't see the light. You got to see the light. What grandmama and great-grandma and ancestors, you got to see the light. The light comes from your ancestors. The ancestors said, I have made you of God because you got my blood. I made you of God because you got my blood. That's why you can say this morning, the Lord is my shepherd, because the God of Abraham and Isaac and you, the prophet just guided us to where we are. See, we got to speak to things. Our ancestors, we got to speak of what's wrong. We're so caught up in Christianity, we done lost our focus on the universe, on the God of the wind, the God of the universe. We have lost our focus on being able to be created. You want somebody else to create. You want somebody to create for you that don't love you. You want somebody that don't look like you. You try to be like them. Get your hair fixed, get your nails done. You want to set up the I am the God of the universe. I am the God of the universe. When you begin to speak that way, the darkness will disappear. The evil that set in where you want to do, that's what's wrong. And we're looking in a mirror. This mirror showing us darkness. And when you look in that mirror, you see darkness around you. You got to claim your light. And the light man is you. Woman, the light is you. Freedom. Now she said, lead me in the path of the righteousness. What David is trying to get us to see, that we are light. You're looking up for a light. You are the light. Almond Ra, you are the light. The sun gives you energy to do what you need to do. If there's no sun, it's in the dark. So, Benjamin, where is the light? You have the light, man. Woman, you is the light. Out of you, they kind of cut that off. You don't need to do that no more. You just need to be a man with another man. You need to be a woman with another woman, and it is pride. Ain't nobody that is a darkness that's going on. God said, man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. That means he said, you are the light of the world. Good God Almighty, I can hear the saints. I share a state. And all that way, acknowledge God. This person, he will not recognize. Whatever you've been. mind, when you put yourself out, you're going to get up and thank them with the word. You speak all is well, going to get well. When you call on the angels and the saints to come to you, something's going to happen on the word. What's going on? The blood. The blood of innocent children. That altar, not in Chicago, in Washington, where those politicians have lied. They are in the White House, is white, but it's God on the inside. But we're going to bring light, the energy of our ancestors, those that have died, those that have been killed. Our ancestors have been murdered. You wonder what to do. Call on grandmama. Call on great-grandmama. Call on all the ancestors. So I want you to come and work for me. Right now. All this darkness that this man is putting on us and have to slave some people that have been harmed. They ain't talking about all the people in Tulsa, Oklahoma that was killed and murdered. They don't wipe it off the place. You can't wipe it off the place. It's a darkness and it's seeping up. So the truth is in you, man. When you stand up and say, I'm a woman of God, when you stand up and say, I am God, when a woman and a man get together, and that woman says, I'm a goddess, and that means I'm a god, can't nothing in the world move. But we're moving in another.
And